Blog Talk Radio.
It's Sad Waves with Shells and Maddie M. Every week we come to you, listen what we say. We know that life is crazy, it's a challenge every day. So sit back, relax, listen, know that we are here too. Shells and Maddie M, this is their podcast tune. Sideways, yeah, yeah, I'm Shells, little ginger girl, knit your eyebrows. Let me kiss, that's my focus, gotta grind, no hocus pocus. Music industry is real to me, even though I don't drink Hennessy, but I smoke the green and drink caffeine, and loyalty is everything. Chasing dreams, they chasing clouds. Hold up, that's not what I'm about. Got a cancer diagnosis, and I'm watching me do the prognosis. So I can push it, as should you. Take some time to listen to you. Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. Thought you knew. Maddie M, he's straight T. He's been a long time in the industry. He's throwing weights while he opens gates. The music, he doesn't hesitate. Current events, things that make sense. News and special guidance. Sit back, listen, we're coming in. Redheads is the progress. Cool boy, pop lock king. OG Mac drama, brick squad mafia, 1017. Prophet, 1017. Yankee, break gang. Just amazing gangs of 6 minutes. Malik show got a criminal. NDB, RIP strap, match strap, young Tay, LOE cartel, RIP Gator. Cold red, the villain, TV, 96 FG, honey blunt. Oh, I'm calling all kinds of lyrics to Vision, Kitty Fed. Oh yeah, I listen to these people just so you know. Anything that I swerve to eat, swerve. Hey, boss up, boss up.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Sideways with Shells and Maddie M. How you doing, Maddie?
Yo, I'm set. How you doing, Shells? Hump day.
It's hump day. Hell yeah. So everybody needs to roll their blunt, get their drink, do whatever what you got to do. Just relax if you don't do nothing. And let's listen to some music and have some conversations and see how the week goes. I know, breaking news alert, it is cold, just in case anybody didn't know.
No shit, bro.
Yeah, and it's not snowman, play angels, and too bright cold. It's ice cold. Yeah, so to everybody, I hope you're staying warm, everybody that got hit, and to everybody else that has the beautiful weather, fuck you. No, I'm just kidding. Really.
Yeah.
You know. No. So anyway, how's your weekend?
It's been good, man. Crazy, like I said, like you were saying, just the cold, man. It's ridiculous. Like, going outside, I got cabin fever from that shit. You can't go anywhere. Cabs take half an hour, 45 minutes to come. Like, you can't do anything. So, yeah, I'm just, it's been one of those weeks. You know what I mean?
Oh, I do know what you mean. So, I think that we ought to bring on Fuck It Up, because what's a fucking fucked up week without a Fuck It Up, right? What's up, Fuck It Up? How are you tonight?
What up, Milton? Well, let me take my mute button off. Hello, what's going on, Shells? What's going on, Maddie Matt? What's going on? It's Hump Wednesday. What's going on?
Happy Hump Wednesday.
Hump Day? Yeah. You know. There's so much I can complain about, or so much I can go on about, but I ain't going to bore you. I ain't going to bore the audience too as well, but I know we're doing good. We're blessed. We're taking it one day at a time. Mm-hmm. Maddie, I know you're cold. I'm cold. Shelly, I know you're cold. I'm cold. I'm glad
California,
you got
it. What do
you mean,
yeah, up.
Man?
What do you mean, California, dude? He calls me and is like covered up in a blanket and a fucking like hoodie, and then another blanket in bed with it over his head like a cave, you know. And he's talking to me. I'm like, man, I can't see shit. He's like, it's because I'm in my shelter. And I was like, what? I said, what is it, 60
no doubt.
Degrees out there? He's like, yeah. I was like, fuck you, man.
It got better. It got better. Now I'm a little bit warmer. I ain't gonna put that out there. I'm sorry, Matt. I'm sorry, Chef. I'm better.
Well,
you know,
it's gonna be an amazing week from this point. And you know how that goes. Hump day always rejuvenates your soul.
Hump day. We're almost
Friday.
We're almost here. You know,
let's hear your fuck up.
You know,
fuck it up.
And this is what it is. This is the sideways fuck up of the week. First headline. Florida man caught on security camera licking doorknob for 3 hours. Second headline.
No, listen. How many times do we start off our headlines with Florida man? Right? Florida man.
People,
all right, go ahead.
Number 2.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. It's fucking insane. All right, we love you, Florida.
All right, let me back this up. Out of Las Vegas, man in Las Vegas, courtroom, attack video, says he had a bad day, tried to kill the judge.
Yeah, I think I saw something about that.
That's serious. That got a little bit serious. This last one. Last and final headline. Carnival worker arrested after butt dialing his friend while having sex with his dog and recording the act.
What?
Russell Joseph Myers, 54, of Alabama, is second person in the state of charge with toughened bestiality laws. Myers was arrested after allegedly butt-dialed his friend's voicemail recording him having sexual relations with his German Shepherd. The ex-carnival also owned a Chihuahua, but police say he did not molest the dog. Myers has not been registered as a sex offender. If convicted, the dog is okay and is being cared by animal control. Fuck it up. Fuck it out.
Yo, man, how the fuck you gonna fuck a Sherwood or a shepherd, man? How are you gonna fuck one of those dogs? Like,
I don't even know, man. I don't even.
How are you gonna have sex with a dog? Period.
Well, I know, but German shepherds will fuck you up.
This world is going crazy. You see that the people are having sex with dogs and horses and all types of crazy bestiality crap. Yes, it's going down. It's going down.
Well, thanks, Belton. Appreciate it.
I got you. Just fuck it up.
Love hearing that. That was a good one this week, dog.
Fuck it out. All right.
Yeah.
See you later.
Late.
Yeah, he's got to go smoke his weed now. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, it's time to relax. Now I can smoke. Yeah. Florida is a fucked up. We were talking about Florida. That's where that face got ate off at, was in Florida. That's just crazy. It's batshit crazy.
Oh, it was on Bath Salts.
Everybody's on
right?
cocaine from Cuba. You know what I mean?
It's crazy.
So anyway, this week, you guys, we have a couple of guests, D-Tech, and Honey. Yeah. So I'm going to let you introduce. Bring on. You ready?
Yeah, no doubt. So, everyone who's listening, this is one of my oldest friends of all time. He's pretty much the reason I got into music. I met him first when we were heading over to Akon's house for Mikey Comastrong's wedding in Burbank, California. And then he came over to Vegas. I'd go see him in New York. We signed Rel Jerv in Delaware. And, yeah, man, I wouldn't be where I'm at right now without this guy. When I first met him, didn't like him. Then he grew on me. And now he's one of my best friends of all time. There you are. D-Tech.
Hi, D-Tech.
What's up? Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for coming.
Buddy, my brother. Yeah, by the way, that I was listening to the headlines I had just now, and that one about the guy or whatever, the judge in Vegas, sounds definitely that's Maddie.
Yeah. Now we do that every week, Tech. We do three headlines every week, man. And Milton does that.
Yeah, that particular one sound like it's you.
Well, yeah. Okay. Right. Anyways, yo, so what's good with you, man? I only get to talk to you sporadically. I know you in and out from Jamaica all the time. What's up with that, man?
You're a busy man. Yo, this man seen me go to Jamaica one time in 4 years, and he make it look like I'm there every day. One time.
No, didn't you just come back?
Yeah,
I thought you just came back.
He's
avoiding me, Shells. Either that or he's fucking avoiding me. Anyway,
call Maddie, be like, yo, I'm headed to the gym, man. I'm gonna call you back later. All right. Yeah, Maddie's the busiest man on earth.
Yeah, well, yeah, you used to always give me shit with that, saying that I used to call you, and then I'd give you a whole speech, and they'd be like, ah, I got to go. And you're sitting there.
That's funny.
So what's good with you? I feel like I barely know you, man. Like, hearing your voice, you'll always be my brother, dog. And, like, I wanted to thank you. Like I said earlier, I wouldn't be – you fast-tracked me into music faster than anybody possibly could. I mean, within months, I was – Yeah, and you did that.
You dragged me back in it. I was trying to transition out, so thank you.
Yeah, now Shell's now text Fancy. He doesn't want to get involved with management anymore. He doesn't want to do projects with me. Now he does overseas, like he said. Music.
That is not true. The thing is, I'm just one person doing a whole lot of stuff. And I got your back at anything that you're doing. And you're not one time you ever called me and not get my phone, ever. Not one time, ever, right?
See that. That's what I'm saying.
So my thing is, too, brother, me and Maddie, we, you know, and I told Maddie, like, this business is not for the weak, man. Maddie discovered this very talented artist. I'm not going to call his name because, you know, in no way, shape, or form is me ever talking bad about the artist. It's, you know, but it's an experience that, you know, Maddie had to get as well, too, because, you know, he just, Maddie was already in the music business, but he was not doing it on a certain kind of level until I step in. So, you know what I mean? And he's giving me a whole lot of credit. Like, we both learned from each other in a lot of ways. So this artist that he discovered, just check this artist out. Like, I was at a point where I'm like, you know what? I'm kind of done with dealing with artists right now. And it's just too much. You invest so much time and effort into them. And, you know, I was working with some other guys when I met Maddie, too. So he saw how much work I put into them and the disloyalty. You know what I mean? The moment they feel like have the opportunity to present themselves, they're ready to jump ship. And that's the artist saw.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened with the same artist that me and Maddie signed together. And, you know, funny thing is, he's still in my ecosystem for music, and I've been making hundreds of thousands of dollars from my ecosystem. But I really like leave it alone, like do your thing. I never talk bad about him or whatever. I just introduced. He got introduced to more family, and he felt like he didn't need me anymore. You know,
I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah, and, you know, not realizing that everything that we sacrificed to put him at that level for him to be in the position that he is now. But it's, like I said, I've been through it before, but Maddie just had to go through it himself. So it's not that I don't want to manage anybody. I don't want to manage anybody that it don't make any sense. You know what I'm saying? Because imagine you building an artist and getting them to a certain point, and then boom. Mm-hmm. Management is like one of the most non-secured positions in this music business. And that's why right now my prime focus is the publishing side of stuff. I'm doing a lot of sync licensing stuff. You know, I'm operating as a sync agent. Me and the other CEO of Convict Music, we partnered in a sync company. And we've been placing a lot of, equal partners.
Nice, man. Tell him I say what up.
Yeah, I will. Akon just to say what up to you, too. I saw him in December. So,
For real?
Nice. Yeah, he was asking for you. So, yeah. You know,
D-Tech, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a tough position to be in, man, you know, given your all. Yo, Maddie invested a lot of money in that dude, too. Like, you think it's going to be fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And, well, you know, he never liked me, Tech. He always, he, well, I mean, every time I was there, I was just whacked out of my head. But yo, Tech, when I think back, what you did for that boy was unbelievable. Like, Shelf Tech knows everybody. He is hip-hop royalty. And he got this kid into all his circles and worked on him so hard, traveled with him. We went to meet him. We used to fly to go see him, do all this shit. And then, yeah, I'm surprised. Like, to me,
never,
I can understand.
Let me tell you, I had never jump on no plane, drive no vehicle, go look for no damn artist. If it wasn't for Maddie, he would have get signed over the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but we had fun though, man.
No.
It was
cool, and I don't regret anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has went on and did some legendary things, and he's still doing his thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he got Maddie to thank for that. I'm not, listen, Maddie likes to give me all the credit, but I cannot take all the credit, because if it wasn't for Maddie, I wouldn't even look at this guy, because the next Drake was probably in my inbox and I didn't care. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I'd agree with that statement, man. Yeah, I remember. No, but I really think that, no, you did. Well, see, Shells, I was just learning from Tech, right? And at the same time, I was getting married to how many people. I was probably drinking way too much, doing way too much Yale, doing stuff. But Tech was the one. He always, you know, when I needed a website built, he built me a website. He's the reason I have Sony Distribution right now. You know what I mean? Like, we...
I got you.
He directed me into areas that I wouldn't have thought about. And now I'm also going to take your advice, and I'm going to do that thing we talked about, publishing Tech. I'm going to handle my end on that in terms of getting ready. And, but, man, yeah. I mean, we had fun. Like, Tech and I weren't always business, man. We had so much fun, dude. Like, he'd come to Vegas to come see me. He'd spend a week and a half, whatever. I'd go to New York, and I'd go for a week. Spend like.
He come in New York and don't want to leave. This guy is in Manhattan, staying at the most expensive hotel. And I'm like, yo, you got back safe? He's like, no, I'm still in New York. I'm like, what the – bro, go home, man.
Tech's like, yo, man. He's like, why the fuck aren't you home yet? And I'm like, come on, man. I thought you wanted to run. But Tech can only take so much of me. Like, real talk, I think that's the guy.
3 days.
He always ends up having a snooze in my hotel room in the other bed, like, just collapsing around me. And I was just like, let's go. But,
three days max, then it's about to be fist fight. So.
Yeah, actually, we get like that, too. He's like, Maddie, you're so pretty, I don't want to hit you. I'm like, you're pretty, too. But, you know, Tech's fist or his
I never say that to you. You always be saying these bossy boy things. Shut up, man.
So, Shells, this is the dude who calls me Batman. And we were talking about Batman's A. So, okay, Tech, Shells, I know you wanted to say something in terms of, we were talking about, you know, management is a shitty thing. So Shells been in management for a long time. She's been in the, well, tell Shells, like, your ghostwriting and stuff like that?
I started in the industry when I was 14. But in music I started from a young age. I can remember from the age of two, singing. And I started teaching piano at 12. I played flute, clarinet, saxophone. I just love music. And then I did a copyright for the acronym for music, which was Man Understanding Soul Inspired Communication. And
right.
I started ghostwriting when I was 14. I've managed my first tour I went on. The reason I started management was because my friend actually got killed, and he always wanted me to be his manager. He said, I can do a good tour. So I went and picked up these guys in Houston, Texas, but they were from Indianapolis. And we sold cleaner door-to-door until we had enough money to get CDs, and then I started networking. And I grew from there just from hand-to-hand, you know what I mean? Like, I knew people in the industry, and I went to places on the weekends to different people. I knew different producers, things like that. And then I started managing Cool Boy, which is Sugar Free's Pop Locker. And I got to meet, all of them, everybody in the California hip-hop, I just, you know, I've just managed different people, and then I just got, I did a cancer tour. Go ahead, Billy. Or whoever.
No, go ahead.
I did a cancer tour. Yeah. So I've been fighting cancer for 6 years. And when I came out of a real bad way one time, I told him I was going to start, because I couldn't, like, hardly talk or anything when I came out of coma. And I told him I was going to have a tour in spring, and everybody was like, yeah, right. But I called it the Don't Count Me Out tour, and we did cancer awareness from East Coast to West Coast. So that was pretty dope.
Yeah, we're
I've done about
working on another one.
Congrats. Congrats.
Yeah, well,
I lost my uncle to cancer.
You know that guy. Oh, no, I'm sorry to hear that. I think you told me about that. No, I don't want to downplay that, but I just wanted to tell you. So we're going to try to start another one, especially hopefully after this cold-ass winter, right, Shelly? So we'll holler at
you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
No,
yeah, that's one thing that catches everybody is cancer, you know?
Oh, 100%, man. 100%.
Yeah.
But Tech is a boy to know. You know, he walks with a certain way about him. And, but the thing is, the guy is probably more hip hop than 99% of these artists are. So, yeah, we'll holler at you when we get those plans together for that test. But, yeah, in terms of talking about, management is just, it's not the way I'm heading. And I want to thank you, Shells, again for. I mean, I still got some dope dudes, but honestly, you're right. Like, it's the effort you put in, man, is not worth. It's not worth it. Like, it's just not. It's not worth it if no one's doing shit. Like, what can I do? And then they come yelling at you. Well, why didn't you? I said you haven't come up with a track in 8 months. What the fuck do you want me to do for you? Like, get the fuck out of here. I'm setting up, man. You're the one who's supposed to be working. Like, there's no tracks. I have nothing to work with. What am I supposed to do? So I'm branching out, too. I'm branching out. But music is going to be what I die doing.
I got to tell you, Maddie, for me, that I gave him. Because it's Johnny Bravo. He looks just like him when he wears his sunglasses and he's sitting there in one of his shirts.
Oh, yeah. So Shells thinks I'm Johnny Bravo, bro. Like, you know, the cartoon character? And I even have that smile, like the sideways thing. So she wants to start getting me a movie. Hey, maybe he could do that. Call some people. What is it? Nickelodeon, Shells, or what? We got to talk to some people.
Cartoon Network.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Yeah. That shit would be
great. I just got to wait till they cast him for it. Just watch out.
Right.
What? Sorry. I didn't hear that. What did you say?
You have to wait until they're casting for it.
Yeah, well, no doubt. Anyways, so, Tech, I think this is the longest I've talked to you for a while. So, tell us what's new. What's I know you're into the sync thing, which I think is pretty cool. I'm sure a lot of our listeners and artists who are listening, I don't think they actually take that very seriously when it's a huge part of what you can do with your music. But what else, man? What you been up to? Like, is your mom okay still? Is everyone all right?
Everybody's okay, man. Everybody's okay. You know, I'm still into radio as well. I'm still running the What's Up Radio Network. I'm still on FM radio in Wisconsin. The one in New York, they sold that station in September to a Latin gospel station. So I'm no longer on radio in the tri-state area in New York.
Gotcha.
But, I'm working. I work very close with UK rap legend Giggs. So I'm always with Giggs these days. So I've been doing a lot of things on the UK side, and however it ties in on this side.
Yeah, you always loved UK artists, didn't you? Even when you and I were hanging out on a regular basis, you were always interested with the.
I've always touched in with that scene, so. You know, everything came full circle. And you'd be surprised. I can't even go into all of it right now, but the world is very small, man. And sometimes you'd be doing some things and you think it's going unseen. You know what I'm saying? While you over here showing mad love, they're over there in the UK like tuned in and really fucking with you. You didn't even know.
Yeah, that's what.
Funny. It's funny because. Sorry to cut you off. It's funny because I would honestly say my strongest support base comes from overseas, between the United Kingdom and India. You know.
India, so, really?
Oh yeah, I'm famous in India. You think I'm famous here? Punjab.
I'm famous in India.
India,
hey,
because
Shell,
of because of Sidhu Moosewala, a friend of mine. He was like there, Tupac. You know what I'm saying? He got assassinated 2 years ago, and My mood has changed. Just getting on the topic. My bad. Yeah, but you know, Sidhu Moosewala. Do your research on it, you see. And I guarantee you're going to see my name show up in the mix, so.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you always had a way about you, man. I think it's the way you're frank. Yo, Shel, what are our countries this month, our top five? I can look it up.
Hold on, I'll tell you. So, D-Tech. I take it that you have a real love for music, obviously. What got you started into music?
Let me see. Like, the business of it? I actually used to rap. So,
yeah,
a friend of mine...
I wonder what you're
checking. Yeah, a friend of mine named the Chrome, he just texted me, like, 2 minutes ago, since I'm on the phone, by the way. You know, we went to school together in high school. He came one day with a song that he remixed off Bow Wow Poppy Love Beats. And it sounded dope, but I'm like, nah, I could do this better. And I took his song and made it better. And then I'm like, okay, I want to do this. And, you know, long story short, I became a recording artist. I was like, one of them guys in the community that everybody like, oh, yeah, he's an artist, he's doing his thing. I would be in my bed and hear my music playing on the PA system in the community. You know them big parties that goes on, like, outside in the streets. I was too young to go to them. Well, not too young, but mainly because I got school the next day, so I'd be in my bed hearing my music play, you know?
Yeah.
And I discovered a few good talents, too, from my school. And... you know, we started our little music journey, and, you know, as I get busier with school, I start taking the back seat on the performance side of stuff and being more of the person that handles the business, and that's how I tap into the business side of stuff.
So, see, actually, you know, I don't think, Shel, thanks for asking that question, actually. I don't think I ever got into this with you, Tech. So...
nope.
Can we get into, well, I mean, that's my bad. I guess that's not really a good friend, but so first of all, continue on what you were saying. Like, how did you get involved? First of all, how did you get the nickname Tech? We know because you told me because you were a technical guy. And was that conscious?
Oh, yeah, because I'm very good with the computers and technology, period. So when I was recording my first song with my bro Spider is actually, he's actually the one that brought Akon to the refugee camp with Wyclef and John Forte, the Fugees, you know, the whole circle, you know what I'm saying? Spider was a part of that. So that was like my initial connection to Planet Music and Akon. But then I didn't know that my uncle Mikey was actually like best friends with Akon, so I was already on Convict Music when I found that out.
Yeah, shout out Mikey Convict song, man.
Shout out to Uncle Mikey. You know, so it's just like I was supposed to be there. I always thought I was gonna be on G Unit, to be honest. That was like my dream. But the funny thing is, I became like so close with the G Unit camp where I felt like I was over there anyway. You know, so like.
Right.
I could, the same way I like, you know, I could go up in the Comet Music office, even before I had an office in there, I did the same thing at G-Unit, set meetings there, go there, hang out, whatever. Became part of the FN promo team with, you know, fifth personal promo team. I was a part of that. And, you know, so, you know, I learned from a
nice.
Young age, man, that your network is your network.
Yeah, you know? I remember that.
So, when it comes to relationships, I make sure that they are solid, organic, and genuine, you know? And I tell Maddie, you know, when Maddie just started, Maddie was like, oh, let's do this, let's do that. I'm like, bro, it don't work like that. You know what I'm saying? These are relationships that took years
I decided,
to build.
Well, I had the whole world. Well, you know why?
Yeah,
Maddie. Yeah, I thought.
You have to learn how to move. Like, even because he didn't know how to move, Eva connected with some people that's not good for him behind the scenes, and I didn't know until it was too late, you know. But that's how it is. You gotta make sure that the people that you're associating yourself with are who they say they are, and they're genuine
right.
and good people, and they're not out to just use you, you know. So
right,
yeah.
I agree. That's kind of, you know, when I got real to a point, I was really sick, you know, and I had a feeding tube put in, 98 pounds and stuff, because I couldn't do the things I used to do. I lost a lot of people that were so-called friends. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So like, that's one reason I was like, I want to call the tour, don't count me out, you know?
Yeah.
You should never count somebody out.
It comes
Yo,
to the third though, man. I could honestly
that was
say,
one
like,
of the strongest people in the world. Go ahead.
Yeah, man. No, like, you know, I'm a lone soldier. Like, outside of the few people that I allow to be around me, because I'm very protective of my energy, and I don't care who you are. You could be the Akon. I don't care who you be. If your energy ain't right, I don't care. I'm not coming around you, and you can't.
Right.
Make me do anything. Like, I don't, like, clout, fame, and money don't move me. If you're not good people, I don't want to be around you, period. And, you know what I mean?
Right.
And thank God, like, over the years, I've been very good at choosing the people that I allow to come around me and the people that I be around. It may make the journey a bit smaller because you're not, I mean, shorter, I mean, longer. Because you're out here using people and doing things for the wrong reason, but it works out in the long run. Like, I am perfectly okay with the solid people that I have in my corner right now. And let me tell you something. Shout out to Giggs. Giggs is probably the realest motherfucker I ever met in my entire life. Giggs. Like, everything that this guy represents is 100% facts. And he is the humblest. You hear Jay-Z calling his name on God did. You know what I'm saying? And all that. So I was there for all of that. You know what I'm saying? And
it's
the
amazing.
Most humblest person. You know what I'm saying? Like, he doesn't treat anybody like they're more than anybody or rock with you because of what you can do from whatever. He don't care about nothing. And everything that he does is organic. Like, Gig is like human being in this music industry to me. And I wish I'd found an artist like that when I started. It would have been, I'd have probably still been managing people right now. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Actually, now that I think about it, there's a reason I didn't ask you about how you started with Calvin. Because I didn't fucking care. Because I had my own stuff. I had my money and I had my looks. I came in, I saw a cool dude who was willing to help me.
Buy his way
in. we can get into a whole motherfucking thing. Yo, remember when I walked into that Burbank hotel, man, and you're like, and you've never seen a picture of me before. I've never seen a picture of you before.
I already knew it was him. Just how he talked on the phone, I feel like he's, like, God Almighty, and the way he walked in, I'm like, that has to be that motherfucker. I can just feel the energy.
Yo, do you remember when I was trying to get Dayon? We had that conference call with Neo's manager. Remember? And I just said some shit like, and then you wrote me, you were side texting me, you're like, yo, Maddie, we can't talk to people like that. I'm like, it was an honest question, bro. Like, it was an honest question. Remember I said, if I pay you that money, you're going to show up, right? And then there's this guy just gets pissed off. He gets pissed at me. And he, like, huffs off, hangs. He's like, Maddie, we can't talk. Details like, Maddie, you can't talk to people like that. And he's like, that's okay. I didn't. No, he says, that's okay. I didn't like that nigga anyways. This is Texas. Yeah. So Tech and I, honestly, I've been at this 10 years. So Tech, it's almost our 10-year anniversary, I think, coming up maybe in. But Tech put me on, he said, you need social media. So I was on that, and he's the one who told me to get all my names the same. You know what I mean? He helped me with my first website. And yeah.
That'll be June.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, June.
Can you believe it? Like, Sheldon, you've been in here for a minute, but for me, at my age, I'm 43 now, so this is a life choice, right? Like, I have 2 degrees, 2 real estate licenses, 2 countries, dual citizenship. Like, I should be doing something else, but I think I'm stuck in this, man. And having reminiscing with 2 of my best friends on one line on the radio right now is worth it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, check. My mom says what up.
Oh, so you want to
say
hi?
Yeah. She said, I told her you were going to come on, and I'm like, yeah. She said, oh, how is D-Tech doing? So, yeah, I think she might even call you Dwayne half the time. But, yeah, anyways, she says what up.
Hey, one time my great-grandmother called me D-Tech, and I was so frightened. Like, where the hell you hear that name from?
Oh, you know you made it, right? It's your grandma's calling you D-Tech, man.
Yeah.
Okay, what?
So our top five countries right now are the United States, number 1, Taiwan, number 2, Canada, number 3, Mexico, number 4, and India, number 5.
Yeah, that's why I wanted you to check it out. So everyone in India, we're worldwide, man. We have millions, a couple million listeners. Yeah, so I wanted to make sure we still had India on the list. So holler out at your boys. Yeah.
So
Shells, what do you want to ask Tech, man? What do you want to ask Tech? Because
I
told you so much about him.
Yeah. I got to ask you, Tech.
Sure.
Ask everybody this. So, and you got to be specific, okay?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
If you got stranded on an island, or you just only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be? And it can't be pizza. It's got to be a certain kind. It can't be Chinese. It's got to be a certain kind.
But I know his answer.
Hold on. It got to be what?
Okay, it's got to be specific. Like, you can't say, I like pizza, like Shell said. You can't just say you like pizza. You got to say, I like ham and mushroom pizza. You know what I'm saying? I know your answer already, baby.
No, you don't know my answer,
bro. I
want to
hear. I know your answer, baby.
I will eat Kalaloo and green bananas for the rest of my life. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That is what?
You wasn't
what
expecting
that.
Kalaloo is kind of like spinach. It's a vegetable that's rich in iron.
Oxtail, man.
Nah.
You love your oxtail.
You'll be surprised.
So,
I'd be tired of those kind of food, though. You know?
Yeah. Well, you actually sound healthier, man. And your pictures look like you lost weight, so that's good. Go ahead, Sean.
I was gonna say here in West Virginia, people eat ramps like crazy, okay? I hate onions.
Eat what?
Number 1, ramps. It's like an onion, a really strong onion. And they have these ramp festivals, like, where people go around, and when you eat them, you smell like it for days. It comes out in your sweat glands. It's just disgusting. I don't like anything like that. But they do. A lot of people gather up and love them, and then they go ginseng hunting at the same time. It's crazy. But, yeah.
So you're saying Texas is just as equally as fucked up as what you're
No, I was just saying, I mean, there's a reason he likes, obviously, right? So I was just saying from where I'm, like, what people eat around me, that would be like, kind of like that would be a ramp.
Well, I don't know my friend anymore. I don't know Tech anymore. He used to take me down to Jamaica, Queens, And he would actually enjoy, because I walk with an attitude, right? Tech was always trying to call my, like, he was always trying to, like, slow me down a bit, trying to, like, okay. But, yeah, so he'd take me to Jamaican Queens just to show off. And they'd all be like, Tech, I think, and, yeah, he's like, I'm like, what's off?
People be thinking he's top starch.
Oh, yeah.
People be thinking he's top starch.
Remember, who's that dude, who's that one guy who did a thing with our artist?
Fred the Godson.
Fred the Godson. He's like, yo, man.
You know he passed, right? You know it's crazy. I just posted him in my stories today. I remember we got an award together in 2011. Some underground stuff, but you know it was much appreciated.
Nice.
You know, shout out to AD the General. She passed as well. She's the one that introduced me to Fred officially. I mean, I used to just see him in spots at the time. He was like the hottest thing locally, you know, and one of the illest MCs under XXL freshmen during that time. But yeah, I was fresh in the country, you know, and he was a very humble dude, man, and we became very good friends. And you know it's crazy, when he passed, I didn't realize the amount of people that I have connected to him. Like Evil Steel Bangles from the UK, he's Indian too. He's actually one of the, and that's like one of the reasons why me and Sidi Musuala got connected as well. But that, you know, I've been tapped into the Indian side of stuff. Like Jaz Dami, at the time he had a big song with Yo-Yo Honey Singh, who was like their biggest rapper at the time. And Jaz Dami would have been kind of like their, like Trey songs. That's the best comparison I could put, you know, like their biggest R&B singer. And, you know, Steel Bangles actually connected me to them. I was connected to Steel Bangles through another UK artist that I used to deal with called, his name was Cash Static. He go by the name of Cash now. He had got deported to Jamaica and he's back over there now. So he changed his name to Cash. And, you know, I've been tapped in to music on that side of the world since like 2012, 2013. And even before I had discovered Common Kings, who was a Polynesian reggae band that Melvin and Mena eventually signed to Sony, and some kind of management stuff with Convict. And the first K-pop group to be signed to an American label too was discovered by me. That was before Kanye, Swiss Beef, or any of them was focused on that side of the world. So, yeah. That is for a minute, man. Yeah.
See, I like this, man. I like this because Tech is, he doesn't, okay, you got to get like 100 drinks into him before he actually says something that kind of resembles a bit of bragging, but he's always very calm, man. He never says shit. No, I like hearing stuff like this. I like hearing
bit
of his past.
You know what's crazy?
Like,
I probably never really like even said any of this stuff to Maddie, because you know, for me it's like regular day to day stuff, and you know, like once it's done, it's past, it's gone. I don't dwell on it. But anything that I'm saying to you, you could find, like, I would not say anything out of my mouth that you can't find a receipt for on your own, you know?
Right.
So, if it comes out of my mouth, it's researchable.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah.
This is why people love, and first of all, I'm pissed at you for not coming on sooner, first of all. And second, this is why people love Cybers, Rochelle, and Maddie M, man, because we get out. We family on this show, dog. We're straight up family.
Of course.
So, yeah. People like that shit because we open up to people, and honestly, we keep getting amazing people like you.
I offered you your own show on What's Up Radio Network. You ain't never said anything back.
So, Shells, there you go. Shells, there you go. So be happy I'm with you, girl.
Yeah, okay.
I'm joking, but not really. Yeah.
Hey, D-Tech, I was like, Natty, man, I want to do a show, but you got to be my co-host. I'm not going to do it without you, man. Well, who else do you have him on?
So,
I said, I don't have any backups. You're it. Either you do it with me or I'm not doing it. Because you have to have a certain connection to be able to talk to somebody and have a show with them every week.
Real talk.
Let me tell you, I did radio for 7 years and not be a radio personality. Like, I don't know how I do it. It was just me, like, just making sure that my peoples that are actually in this stuff is have the platform. And then I eventually became, like, the main person. And I'm like, I don't even think about radio until the day of radio. It's crazy. I'd be outside. Somebody like, yeah, what do you do? And I'd say everything and even forget to mention radio. Crazy. And I was at it for 7 years. But when I go places, people are like, oh, yeah, yeah, I was listening to you on the radio in Connecticut because this radio station has like the same coverage like Hot 97. So the whole tri-state would be here. Be hearing.
Now, you a humble dude.
I started the radio. Huh?
You're just a humble dude. Man. You're a humble dude. And I think that's one of those things. And you know what? Shells is humble, too. And you guys know I'm the least motherfucking thing from humble. If you threw a baseball as far as you could, it wouldn't even go as far as not humble.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, you be friends for this long because you're not the kind of friend that I ever want. But you know what I mean? It happens.
He loved being around me. He loved my swagger. No, but honestly, real talk. So anyway, so D-Tech and I, we met. Right, we got our separate hotel rooms, whatever we were on. It was on my dime. Anyways, we went and we barely talked. And it was like, I don't know, because I never saw a picture. Anyway, so he got food poisoning 2 days in. And I didn't like this guy. Right? But I said, you know, I'm going to bring him some food. So I brought him some food, and then I think I left.
I remember exactly what you bought. You bought wings.
Yeah, didn't I say, okay, here you go, and I kind of left? Anyways, we were cool from that point on because I felt something for him, apparently, to bring him food, and then he felt, you know, that, hey, he brought me food. So, yeah, we've been pretty damn cool.
It was never about the food. I'm just cool like that. You know what I mean? As long as you ain't getting a fist fight, we good.
Tech, we want you on for the rest of the show. Can you please stick with us unless you got some pressing? But I was thinking,
You're going to laugh, but I'm actually like downstairs a club of a family member for an event that I'm actually hosting right now. And I'm down here, you know, in the office, wrapping up this interview, and then I'm a gloves. Yeah.
What?
I gotta go back up there in the noise.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Chuck. I was just gonna say,
I'm glad that I got to, like, pick your brain a little bit, and I do have to ask you, do you know, any Jamaican artists? Do you know, Queen Kamala? Do you happen to know her?
I know a lot of Jamaican artists. One of the main ones who I've known forever, and I've been a part of his team for a very long time, is Dexter Daps. You probably heard about him. He's, like, one of the biggest one right now, and he's definitely independent. Richard Loop was one of the ones that I kind of started out with. He was a producer turned artist. Yeah, still produce. And Red Rat. But what I see him, me and your friend Matus Maduia, I've made a lot of, like, legit relationships. Like, honestly, there is nobody in the Jamaican industry that you're going to ask if they know D-Tech and they don't know me, or somebody from their network, from their immediate network that don't know me, you know?
Right.
And I could say the same within the hip-hop community too as well. And it's crazy. In the UK? Oh, forget it. I'm rolling with the biggest from the UK, so everybody from the UK knows who I am. You know what I mean? I know there's a lot going on about with Puff and all that stuff right now. Puff is not my friend. We are not how should I put it? Yeah, Puff is not my friend. Like, he's Gig's friend via music.
Call,
So they did a show in the UK called A One Night Only, and they brought Shine out. They brought Shine out. That was November, I think, 7th it happened. Yeah, the show was the 7th. My birthday was on the 4th, which was a Sunday. No, it was a Saturday. And the show was on the Tuesday. I don't, whatever. I think the show was on the 7th or the 8th, whatever. And after the show, we went to this after party with, you know, it's a spot that there's a party there regardless, but we just bring all the people that be rolling with us. We go there and we're all partying. You know what I'm saying? It was my birthday. It was Puff's birthday. It was Shine's birthday. And it was Gig's.
I think I saw a picture of that.
Yeah, it was Gig's son's birthday. Huh?
It was a hell of a party.
No, it was calm. I'm just saying, like, wasn't there just partying with legends? Like, it was nothing. You know what I mean? Like, just they're like regular people, just
having
fun.
That's the beauty of it.
Puff kids were there and everything. And then 1 week after, we see all this shit come out on the internet. Everybody was like, man.
Yeah.
All that fun we can't even enjoy it right now. We just gotta lay low off that shit. Fuck it.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
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 But, you know, it was good vibes. It was good vibes. You know what I'm saying? That, cause Gig's put on all those events. You know, that's his city. You know, Gig's is like the king of the UK. If it wasn't for him, UK hip hop wouldn't made it cross the pond the way it did. They would have probably still be over there still stuck on grind, you know?
Yeah.
So he's like their Jay-Z, their Tupac, their Biggie all together. So, you know, and he's alive. Yeah. So,
yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming on, man, because I'm going to tell you something. It's been cool getting to hear your story and, you know, see how you've touched people in music and, I appreciate you.
Thank you. Likewise.
You know what I mean? Because if it wasn't for that, I would have never got to speak with him. And
well, I told you. He's cool.
I love
he's cool enough. But listen, Tech, I think,
anytime, man.
Yo,
appreciate y'all.
If you want to stick on, man, we have another guest. If you want to stick on. But, Shells, I was thinking we need music, man. We
I'm
talk.
Gonna...
Oh, you got your party.
I'm going to have the headphone in my ears. I'm going to try it. If I cut off, it's because I have to. But I'm going to
put
it.
All right, put your
All
shit
right,
on
man.
Mute,
we
dog.
Appreciate you. We're getting ready to play a song by our other guest that's coming on. Her name is Honey. It's H-O-N, little E, big E. And this is called All Mine. She's with Ascot Records. And we're going to bring her on right after we play this song right here on Sideways.
Yeah, yeah.
With Shells of Money.
What
a dope interview.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Yeah,
love
thanks
you,
for thanks for coming on, man. We appreciate it. Let's get it.
Turn my track up. Y'all don't hear me though. Turn the light slow. Y'all don't make it slow. Ayo, check it. Bust it. Bust a wide open.
I don't like to tell my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't be 10, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to tell my love and hell, it's all mine. I'm a body side, shit, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got you back, I'm until the end of time. Give me all that good love, cause it's all mine.
Hit the pussy up, give the ass a smack. Hit it from the back, fuck me slow like that. Spit on a click, better use your tongue. Glad you know what you're doing to make me come. Left leg down, right leg on your neck. Suck it while you're driving, about the car is a wreck. Say you want to eat, I got your plate. I can tell that you're starving and you can't wait. I'ma put your face in it. Love the way you tasting it. Lick it all up, no wasting it. I'm unique, no replacing it. I don't like to tell my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a 10, won't be 10, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to tell my love and hell, it's all mine. I'm a body side, shit, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got you back, for sure until the end of time. I don't like to tell my love and hell, it's all mine.
can share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a kid, won't be kin, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. Step one, put your ass on the bed. Step two, I'ma give you some head. Step three, I'ma spit on the tip. Step four, I'ma ride that dick. Step five, you don't know how to act. Step six, make you come back to back. Step seven, hit it from the side. Get inside. Been 6 years and I'm ready to go. Gonna give you a private show. I'ma suck on your balls, can't tell me to stop. Then I'ma make you get on top. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. If you a whole ass nigga, don't waste my time. You a kid, won't be kin, shit, you first in line. Give me all of it, baby, shit, it's all mine. I don't like to share my love and hell, it's all mine. I'm about to side shit, that's why I draw the line. Cause if I got your back for sure until the end of time. Give me all that good loving, cause it's all mine.
Whoa. I can hear you. Yo, where the fuck did that track come from, man? That was crazy. Like, out of the, like, you know, after a bunch of talk, that was a crazy track. All right, let's get it on.
Bring on, moving on, Miss Honey. Hello, honey.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I'm Eddie. How are you doing? I fuck it up.
What
and
up, what up, yo?
Listening.
I think he might have a headphone in here, but yeah, I think he's listening. But yo, girl, that came out of nowhere. That was a tight track. Tight.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Tell everybody about you and who you are and where you're from and what you're about.
Okay, well, my stage name is Honey. My real name is Johanna. My first name is German. I was born in Germany. And my middle name is Melissa,
cool.
Which is Spanish. So, yeah, my mom is from Panama, so she wanted me to have, like, a Spanish name. And she wanted my first name to be German because I was born in Germany. So she said she wanted me to have kind of the best of both worlds kind of thing going on. So then after that, I lived in...
I like that.
We lived in...
I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's unique. I used to hate it when I was little. I ain't going to lie because, you know, when you get in trouble when
kids
you're little...
Oh, yeah, kids are cruel, man.
Right, and when you get in trouble when you're little, the parents do the double name call.
No doubt.
Hannah Melissa. Oh gosh, I hated that.
Oh, you know you and shit then. Yeah, no doubt. I have two middle names, so it was Matthew David Constanti Meyer, and you knew you were in shit when they used all four names.
Oh shit! You said four.
Yeah.
Oh goodness, not all four. I thought two was bad, but. Ooh. Yeah, we lived in New Jersey for a few years, and then we moved to Augusta, Georgia. Been here ever since. And the schools and stuff, that's the reason why they wanted to come here, because they had a lot of colleges. Well, I mean, they have more now, but back then they didn't have as much, like, in one city. So, yeah, so I've been here for about... I've been here for a good while, over 20 years. So I'm just leave it at that. And music, I love music, and I've been doing that since I first started writing my first song when I was 13. It was trash.
Not
I threw it away.
That's not.
Huh?
I said that's dope.
Well, I don't know who said it. Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead, girl.
Oh no, you did.
Trash. I doubt it was trash, man. That last track. Anyways. Go ahead.
So, and I didn't know until later in life that my dad used to be in a band when he was in the military. So,
really?
Yeah, he used to be in a band, and my mama said he was in it. That don't mean he can play that guitar. Everybody was trying to play over him, but they didn't want to make him feel bad, so.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Barney Fife for the group, I guess.
No doubt.
Yeah.
So how do you go from doing that to, okay, so I'm still taken aback by this record. I mean, this last track you played, like, it got me. So
it's like erotica rap, almost.
Well, it's the beauty between your vocals and the production. It's amazing. Like, if this were to have gone out 10 years ago, it would have shot up to number one, like, in a second. And I'm just, like, I miss those days. You know what I mean? So I'm wondering, like, do you have a producer that you stick with, or do you, like, use different ones or what? Because that one seems like it hit your sound, like, right in the middle.
Well, you know, since before Thanksgiving, I've been sticking with Spook and Hog, so they've been getting my content right. Cause sometimes I record myself and then my vocals, right? And I got to give a shout-out to Asgard, and also I got to give a shout-out to my girl Alicia, and I got to give a shout-out to my girl Nicole. They showed me so much love. We work together. We work together. We support each other. Yeah, she was.
Yeah, we had Nicole on. Yeah. No, and you know those boys know how to pick hitmakers. I don't know what it is. I'm kind of jealous, man. I think they're beating me up with my management agency. No, for real. I don't know where they're finding these people, but honestly, you guys are the next. The next is now, yeah. Right, Chelsea?
The next is now. That's our new slogan. The next is now.
Yeah.
I like that.
So we're going to play. I want to play another one of your songs called Issues.
Okay. Yeah.
And you want to tell everybody, just remember to mute your mic after when we're playing and unmute someone from playing.
Bring it in,
okay.
Honey. Bring it in.
This is my song, Issues. It's based on a true story. I even sent it to my baby daddy so he could hear it, and he ended up liking the song. This is my first solo I've done. Yep, this is my first solo I've done in 2013. It's called Issues, and I hope y'all enjoy it.
All right,
let's get it.
Yeah.
All right. Go Hard.
Yeah. Hello, hello.
That's Go Hard. So you're quite, do you ever think about singing? You're quite multi-talented in terms of just, oh, I've only heard two tracks, but they seem very different, and it seems like you can move in different ways.
Thank you. I try to be versatile. I don't want to sound one way all the time. Like my newer stuff is way different than this as well. So I try to, you know, you want to bring something different to the table. You don't want to sound the same all the time. And then at the same time, I try to make the next track better than the previous. I don't want to, like, make it mediocre. I try to shoot for the best lyrical content. And depending on the vibe of the track, that's how I go by. So, and sometimes I write to the hook. I write the hook first. I normally try to write the hook first, but sometimes I end up writing the verses first. So it depends on how I'm feeling. And I'd be in the weirdest places. Like one day I was in Walmart. I don't know. I was writing some stuff down. It wasn't church-like material, but you know I wrote it down. I always have my phone with me and put it in my notes because I don't know. I just think of the weirdest stuff at the weirdest time. I even wrote some songs in church one time when I did go to church. I'm like, Lord, forgive me, because I know I'm going straight to hell for this. So I just had to take a break. So, like, I can't wait till my song. I got a song with Alicia. She's on our label, too. Shout out, Alicia, again. We got a song together called Little Dick, because there's so many of them out there. And, you know, I wanted to throw that out there. I know they can't help the size of it, but you don't just send people pictures of your stuff. We don't want to see that shit, you know, especially if we're not on that fucking level, like, don't send me a little pig dick. Y'all don't want to see that country racing dick. Just don't, like, if we're not cool like that, and I ain't asking you to send it to me,
yo, that's
then why the
funny,
fuck
man.
Are you sending this bullshit to me?
That's
so,
fucking funny, dude.
This is crazy.
But yeah, I don't even know what to say about that shit, man, honestly. But, yeah, I don't. But
right.
I mean, honestly, that's fucked. Yo, guys are weirdo sometimes, man, like, real talk. Actually, a lot of times. But I like your process. I like you said, you had something in Walmart, you write it down. I like people, I like artists who even have a little thing. You know, phones sometimes don't work and shit. I like one of my artists, Scatter, she keeps a notepad, like a tiny one, in her pocket. And she has realizations like that, right? And it comes to you. Like I said, I really wish I could actually, my dreams have been fucked up lately. I really wish that I had like a video camera on my dreams. You can make movies out of that shit. But I like your project, and I also like the fact that you change it up. Sometimes you write the hook, sometimes you write the verse. See, I'm not an artist. Shells is an artist. You're an artist. But I think my process would be actually writing the hooks first. I think that would be something that, because that seems like something you get from Walmart. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that's, but like I said, I'm not an artist, so yeah.
Yeah. I understand that because sometimes I even would try to write the hook first because it's like, to me, it's an equivalent of writing a story. I go to school too. I go
exactly.
to Georgetown University for creative writing, and it's like you write, it's like the hook is the plot. And then,
yeah.
you know, you write the story or the verses around the plot.
Yeah, those are the details.
Right.
Mm hmm. That's how I always start my songs, with the hook. Because
really
usually...
I like that.
So, yeah, because the thing is, the hook, so when you listen to a beat, right, the hook part's going to catch you. You're going to hear where you're going to put the hook, right? And it makes you feel a certain way when you hear it. So you don't really want to sing about something else at the beginning and then have a hook that makes no sense to it, you know, because you want the whole song to flow. You want it to be able to, for people to understand and relate. And so
right.
I start with the hook. Yeah.
Yeah, it's more of an overall story, right? The hook?
Mm-hmm.
And then you can,
yeah,
like
right.
I said, fill in the details, man. Huh? Yeah.
Right. It's the point we want to get across is what the hook is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, that's
but
it.
Yeah, that's
yeah, majority, the, yeah, majority I do the hook, but it's like... It's very seldom I do the verses first, but yeah, you're right. The hook is usually better to do first.
Well, see, I'm not one of these artists, you know, and I'm not knocking nobody that does this, but a lot of people write their words, and then they put it to a beat when they find it, right? They're like, oh, I've got words written down that'll go to that beat. I don't know. I wait and I listen to a beat and I let it tell me what I'm going to write.
Yeah, me too.
That's,
I can't
you
write
know what I mean?
That's a true artist right there. Yeah,
because it's going to make
you
feel a certain way.
First asked, when I started making it bigger in hip-hop, I used to, because I had this question since I was a kid. Like I said, I'll repeat it 1,000 times. I am not an artist. Don't get it twisted. I tried writing some stuff a few times, but, man, like you said, garbage. Anyways, so I asked, what do you do first? So, well, most people have the beat first. But as I get bigger and I start noticing people who are more elevated shows, there's a lot
yeah.
of people who tailor, like TMS Beware, he tailors a beat just for the artist's delivery, right? And I think that's pretty noble, too, you know?
Yeah,
especially
that's
if you do that. I think that's cool.
Yeah. So, I know we have another one of your songs, honey, called Such a Fucking Lady, right?
Yes. One of the cleanest songs I ever wrote in my whole entire life.
Yeah.
I can tell by the name. It's like none status.
Yes.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yes, it is.
Yo,
I'm a virgin, y'all.
Anyways, honey, your name is Honey. Okay.
Yes.
Like, honestly? No, but honestly, I want you to come back when you get new shit. And you know, Oz and Spook, they going to keep up on this. They probably listening right now, huh? Chell?
Yeah,
what up,
sure. I'm going to take callers when we play this song. See who.
Yeah.
If you're ready to talk,
guys, you guys got another
one.
Yeah,
so we're
going to
play. We're going to play Such a Fucking Lady right now. And but this is Honey. Honey, you want to bring it in?
Yes, this is Girl Honey with my second solo I did a while back ago. It's called Such a Fucking Lady.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm such a fucking lady. 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 I'm such a fucking lady.
Come get this good. I want that good wood. I hope you know what to do and come pop me like you should. I hope your dick big. I don't want a little. Stick your tongue in my pussy before you work the middle. Face down, ass up. Daddy hit it from the back. Boy, you know my shit tight. Tell me, can you handle that? On the wall, on the bed. Tell me where you want your head. You know I'm a bad bitch. Get the work for what you said. Just put these hanging in your face like chandeliers. Like the way my pussy feel. Got your ass in tears. I don't care how you want it. Get it how you like. Legs in the air. Damn, it feels so right. I love the way you stroke it. Baby, spend the night. I'm only freaking you. You're just my type. When you're not here, you got me going crazy. You got that good shit. I wanna have your baby.
I'm such a fucking lady. 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 Such a fucking lady. I'm such a fucking lady. I'm such a fucking lady.
Face down, ass up. Make me squirt, make you nuts. Make my ass stop and naughty. Put that whipped cream on my body. Lick it slow with your tongue. It take a lot to make me come. That's why I like to role play. We can do it your way. I love a nigga from the hood. Cause they eat that pussy good. What you know about them bottom boys? With that dick, don't need no toys. Street nigga about the trap. Sexy chocolate with the tap. Ride
ride that dick like a trucker. I'm a freaky motherfucker. Spread my legs wide open. Don't stop. Keep stroking. Get it in while you can. Your wish is my command. Lay me down on the bed. Put the ice between my legs. Got me hot. Watch it melt. You can see it for yourself. You know that I got it bad. You're the best I ever had. Gotta have it all night long. No panties, no songs. Cut my ass on that dick. Baby, we can make a flick. Ride that dick like a Mercedes. Yes, I'm such a fucking lady.
I'm such a fucking lady. Traveling through snow right now, y'all. If I kill myself while I'm walking and talking, you know what happened if you hear somebody scream.
Uh-oh.
Okay, but it's you weren't even screaming. You're a gangster. Yo, so can I go around, like, when someone doesn't open up a door for me, can I go around being like, yo, you such a fucking lady? Honestly, I think that's gonna be my new repertoire. Like, look, I'm getting cut off, you such a fucking lady. I'm rolling with that. I'm definitely rolling with that. Yo,
yeah,
don't
that,
try, girl.
That song was, when I, yeah, thank you, I appreciate that. I think I wrote that song, I think that's one of the quickest songs, 10, 15 minutes, because the original material, I left the wrong notebook. I had like a stack of them, and then I was like, oh, shit. So I'm writing with, like right before I go to the studio, just some last-minute shit. So I got it done. That's what I came up with. That's a 10-minute track. But, yeah, I wanted some more solos under my belt at the time because I was doing more collabs than I was doing solos. And I was like, wait a minute. I got to switch this up, you know, a bit. I don't mind doing collabs, but, you know, I got to get me into.
Right.
No, that's a good move right there. Shell's and I talked about this quite a few times. Like, there's got to be a point where you say, look, I'm going to start taking over, you know?
Yeah.
So,
right.
Yeah, the collabs are cool,
hey,
that gets you in the door, but, yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Spook's on here. We're going to bring him on real quick. What's up, Spook?
Yeah.
What's up, Woody?
What's up, Spook?
You know, outside in the building. What's up, honey?
Yo, what up, baby?
Yeah. We got something going on, you know what I mean?
You do.
And it's only the beginning.
Yeah.
You ain't heard nothing yet.
Oh, yeah. I ain't heard her. Her album is called Bust It Wide Open.
Oh, yeah. All
right. I ain't heard. This is just a taste of it, but when y'all, it's Baby Making, her album, you gonna get pregnant off her album.
Baby Making Season.
You're going to get pregnant off her album.
Yo, you always know you can come to us, man, with the new hits. How you doing, folks? What's good?
What's happening with it, man? Chilling
yo,
out here in Vegas, man, you know.
Oh, you in Vegas? That's my hometown, man. Where are you at right now?
Yeah, I'm in Vegas right here, man. I'm off Tropicana
now. Tropping what?
In Boulder.
Oh, okay. Oh, you out there.
Boulder Highway.
Yeah, no
like Henderson.
Mm-hmm. I had a house in Henderson, man. That was my first investment property. I lived in that bitch. Yeah. No, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah,
what
that's
you guys
good.
Doing,
I work at the T-Mobile. I mean, I work at T-Mobile and the Strat.
Oh, you actually living in Vegas?
Yeah, I live in Vegas.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that, man. Sorry. Anyway,
yeah,
whatever.
I live with
your record label, man, I was just joking. Whatever you're doing with your record label, I was joking around. I'm sure you heard me. But honestly, man, you're picking up these artists that are crazy. And congrats to that, man. You guys got an ear for this shit. So keep moving with them, man. Yeah. You know, artist development, keep moving along, because these people you're working with now are I mean, they dope.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, that's what's happening. That's what's happening. And Shelly, I heard you say, when you hear a beat, it talk to you. When we did Paranoid, you already had your verse ready.
It was with the same beat, dumbass. I have been using that beat.
No,
wait.
What? No, the first beat. Remember the first beat we did it with? What?
No. That was what I wanted to do always. Don't even try that shit. I told, and Harv will back me up. He knows. I told you both. I had carried that song around for 5 years and couldn't find anybody that I wanted to record.
No, I know. Yeah, I know that part, but I'm saying, you already had your verse already.
Well, yes, because I had the beat for 5 years, dude.
Yeah.
I thought it because you couldn't find that beat and we were trying to get another beat for it and you end up finding it or whatever.
You're confused. No, that's not how.
I was with you for a whole fucking month. I know I would. I know.
That beat, dude. I know when I wrote to it, and I know I don't even remember because even my friends that I've known for years will be like, "You finally wrote the Paranoid?" I'm like, "Yeah." You know what I mean? Got other people on there. I already had that. Yes, I listened to the beat first, and then that's the way it talked to me. So don't even try that. And Cali Days was a summer days in California. I did the same way. Yeah.
Summer Days with Cryo. I mean, with
City Cryo.
Boy.
Yeah. So, see, Maddie, I do have another song out there, but I got erased from it.
I still got it. I still got your vocals on there. It's just that's the one I didn't release, but your voice is still on there. Don't you got it? Then I'll send it to you.
No,
I'll send it to you.
It's the 17th, man, of January. Yo.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yo, Spook, send her that track, man. Well, because Shell's had a plan, right?
Yeah, I'll send it to her.
She has a plan. I'll send it to her. A track every month, man. So you're running behind, Shell. You got to get one up for this month.
No, I'm still January.
Y'all going to be on the lookout for the Nightingale, Honey, and Alicia track. check that bitch at the door. That's gonna be a eye warmer for that one.
Yep.
Yo, you know where we at, man. Just holler at us. We'll play it. You know that. We have mad love for you guys.
Yeah. We're gonna try to get is it possible we can get all three of them on here? Well, Honey, and Alicia, and Nicole?
No doubt, man. Just give Shells a heads up.
All right, we're going to have to set that up one day. Let them all talk, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Yep.
I'm trying to find a song, you know, to go out with, and it's giving me hell.
What's up, Paula?
Mm.
Oh.
All of a sudden, it's not working. Maybe it's because it's so cool. I don't know. Hold on. Like, it's
snowing a lot out there?
It's just ice, man. It's like 6 degrees right now, and we've only got like 5 inches. But it's just ice. It's just
damn, 90 degrees?
Ice. Fucking six.
Wow.
6 degrees. Yeah.
Oh.
It's cold.
It's not that cold.
It's cold.
It's not that
whatever.
Cold.
Whatever.
How am I whatever. Fahrenheit, man? Kiss my ass. You want me to look it up? What song do you want to play, Shell?
Yeah. So, okay, listen. Guys, listen. The show is like going to be ending here in a second, so I'm not going to get to all the callers, but I do want to go out playing. I want to go out playing Riding. You know, the Hog and Spook song? My favorite song.
Riding.
Yeah.
Right.
We'll play it. So. Here we go.
All right, guys. One love.
Yeah. Then I open Pandora's box. fucking smooth. She know what came.
Fucked up cause I'm doing me. Crippin' nigga fly, got 4AGC. Ask out nigga, that's where it went down. If you wasn't on the side, you niggas was allowed. Pocket check nigga, bangin' on niggas. Had niggas running down, ask how we fly crippin'. Ask them clown niggas how they lead taste. Still slow by the meat, start crippin' it, man.
Blue rag, left pocket, hoppin' down the 8. About to get my ass whooped cause I'm going home late. Little low with my foot on the enemy stroke. Come up, I can start a jacket or I'm about to trip. So bullet fragments in my body, set off metal detector. Make a dollar in my set, I'm acting like a tactical after hitting up on the walls to let the enemy know that we some playboy hustle for crippin' ass niggas trying to go.
Nigga, we ride, flying, dipping, crippin', all blue trucks, headed on a mission. We loaded, over, 40 rounds of mo, shit, sippin' when we slide after niggas hit the high. Nigga, we ride, flying, dipping, crippin', all blue trucks, headed on a mission. We loaded, over, 40 rounds of mo, shit, sippin' when we slide after niggas hit the high. Big kids better known as the Nova. Riding through the hood in the powder blue Rover. Game over when you fucking with this hood. Start attacking some attitudes and hopping out of old schools. I've been from the set. Little nigga, who's you? Talking that funny shit to get you battered and bruised. I'm bad news, blues, who's hood, nigga? Original LC, this what I do, nigga. Bitch, troops on the passenger side. We're hard driving, open hangs in the backseat. Loading up the heat. It's going down, I got the call and hit my dog. Picking up out the darkness and sliding through the dark. Fucking mama's on the set, it's a suicide mission. And if the pins get behind us, my nigga, just keep dripping. It's either us or them, so fuck the consequences. Up on east side neighborhood, the
nigga, we ride, flying, dipping, tripping. All blue trucks, cuz headed on the mission. We loaded, holding, 40 rounds of mother. Catch them sipping when we slide out the nigga to the high.
Love you guys. Yeah.
Bye, babe.
Peace out. Peace out.